Motive.
Justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You have made it through your work week. You have made it to Friday night. And you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I am your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, Gonzo Poet. And we have Michael Amade in the studio with us. Welcome aboard.
Hey, buddy. I'm Gonzo Nose.
Gonzo really. Nose. There you go. And, genetic. Of course, we've got the Apeboy in the booth. Brother, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you.
Working all things technical to the master of his abilities.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Thank you. All right, the phone lines are open. Give us a call if you want to share your poetry, 303-386-3598. I do want to let you know our station's general underwriters for this hour are Latin Life Denver, anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community, arts, and nightlife in Colorado. Check them out at latinlifedenver.com. And, of course, My Mom's Pies. Call them up, 303-652-MOMS. That's 652-6667. They're located at 201 Murray Street in Niwot, Colorado. And you can check them out on the web. Do not look up My Mom's Pies. Go to mmpies.com.
It's really tragic. I will say, My Mom's Pies are amazing. And
yeah, you've had some.
I did. I actually had some this last week. Absolutely incredible. And I can't say this any other way, but the only thing better than My Mom's Pies are my mom's pies. Literally, my mother's pies are the only thing that I've tasted that is better than my mom's pies.
That's a biased opinion.
Of course it is. Right. I completely agree with this.
Yes. Okay. And you're sucking up, so we're going to stop that. And this show's sponsors are idlevoicelessons.com and usacarpetinc.com.
That's right.
So you're going to want to check those two sponsors out. And of course, I host down at Off the Vine, and Megan sends all her love to us. Actually saw her today.
Oh, very good.
So we're going to go to the phone line. We've got our first caller. Please welcome Ellie. And
okay, so it looks like looks like we're having a little bit of phone issues or something.
There we go. Oh. And welcome to the board, Ellie. Ellie, are you on with us?
I am here.
Oh, thank you. This is J. Todd.
How are you, J. Todd?
I'm doing good. Michael's here with me, the Ape Boy. We're all listening.
That's good. I've got two short love poems for you tonight.
beautiful, and you're going to need to find two more for next week because we are doing a love poem show in honor of Valentine's Day, too. But yes, by all means, share them.
Okay, first one is called Expectations of Love. Did I expect perfection? As if such a thing ever existed? With such expectations when I am imperfect myself. Illness comes in many shades of gray. Is this one of my cross or gift? Choices to remain mired in disappointment and self-pity or grow. To learn that love is only love with no expectations and only real if unconditional. This choice is mine and love the braver choice.
Beautiful.
And the second one is Beneath the Words Into the Heart.
Okay.
These words of lover's adoration flow gently to my ears, but where the courage will be found to let them penetrate the heart. I see cherish in your eyes. I feel love's warmth in your embrace, but I cannot delve into your heart to know the truest part of you. So courage leaps and hearts dissolve to let your love embrace. Fear is never love and love is all. So I shall drown in ocean's love. 'Tis always worth all mortal pain. To never give all hearts sublime is never to have lived. So love of mine, I am yours forever and a day. Tread gently as you go. Caress this heart you have won with tender words and cherished ways, that love may bloom in fullest flower.
Wonderful. Ellie, again, another strong showing. And you know what? I've noticed you're the first to call in for every show, and it's actually kind of comforting to know that you're going to be first online each week.
Yeah, it's kind of cool having friends that we develop. We know when Ellie's going to call, or at least we hope we know when you're going to call.
It's like a comfortable home with you guys now.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, I do. And I do want to tell you that I've got a poetry book coming out in the spring.
You do? Thanks for sharing with us. And how are you getting it published?
It's being published with it's called Publish America. It's going to be called Silent Song. And I think it's coming out sometime in May or June. It'll be on the computer. Oh, what's the name of that book?
Amazon?
Amazon. It'll be on Amazon, and it'll be available in Kindle and all the bookstores.
Beautiful. When it comes out, please call us. I would like to get a copy myself, and I know Michael's shaking his head, too.
Okay. I'll let you know. Thank you. I'm all excited. I can't believe it.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598, and share with us your triumphs like that. I mean, it's a big thing getting published. I waited a lot of years before I found out I could do it myself, but it's a big thing.
It's a big thing, and especially when you're a poet and you're someone who has the, is working at the caliber that Ellie is working, or you yourself. You know, in my humble opinion, I actually believe you kind of owe it to people to publish and have your work put out there because, you know, poetry is there to be shared to the world.
Exactly. You create it and you sit on it like I did for years and years and you don't share it with people. In fact, I was bad about even going and performing live. And really, that's part of your duty as a poet is to go out and share your work because you never know who you're going to affect with your work, what emotions you're going to evoke.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of sharing emotions, we're going to mention very quickly because we have another caller, but we're just waiting for the whole thing to get processed. We are doing our love poem show next week.
We are.
It's about a week before Valentine's Day, but we figure why not wind up?
Do it before Valentine's Day instead of afterwards, right?
Yeah, that's we have a theory about afterwards.
We do.
Let's do the lead up, not the aftermath.
Exactly. We don't want the aftermath. All right, we're going to go back to the line. Please welcome Dennis from Michigan. Dennis, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jaytan?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's Friday night.
I just heard Ellie, and I really appreciate her poetry. I have a couple of quick ones, if you don't mind.
I don't mind whatsoever. Every time you call, it's a blessing on my life, brother.
Well, the first one's a surprise for you. The name of this poem is Penny's Reprise, and it's a rondel. It was written in response to your poem, Penny's Rondel. And it goes like this. Her eyes, they simply hypnotize. So piercing blue, direct and true. I once ran free, but that's all through. My life with her, I synchronize. Took a little time to realize. My heart took wing and to her flew. Her eyes, they simply hypnotize. So piercing blue, direct and true. No need for you to sympathize, for in her arms, I'm never blue. For I have found my Xanadu. Dollar foolish, penny wise, her eyes, they simply hypnotize.
Yeah! Dude, you know, you and I've never met in person, but you pretty much encapsulated my wife in that poem, really.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Jay Todd's better half is Penny.
My hobbit. Yeah. My hobbit's name is Penny.
She's going to know you said that.
She listens to every show faithfully. She's going to beat me up tomorrow.
Tonight, are you kidding?
Dennis, you got a second one you're going to share with us?
Yes, sir. The name of my second poem is Rejection. I was never very good at handling rejection, and I had my share of heartache's reflection. While in my unscheduled seclusions, Ray Charles would share my delusions. His soulful insights and expression of pain would make it clear I could see it so plain. Bad days come, and in my world would cave in, and I'd have to re-examine just where I'd been. Why was I always last to see it coming? Why wasn't I keen to betrayal's drumming? Isolation, once again, became my friend, while looking for a way to make this pain end. I join my voice with my old friend Ray, and sing till the blues went away. He knew a few things about those blues. I guess I just had to pay my dues.
Nice. Dennis, again, man. I can't heap enough praise on you, and I know you're like all telling me to stop and everything, but you are just an amazing poet.
Well, thank you,
Dennis. Really, it is. It's really a pleasure to have you call in. Thank you so much.
And you're a great friend of the show too. In fact, picking up some of the duties that I can't do during my work day is as far as helping promote World Poetry Open Mic and All Poetry. Not everybody knows this. We start our own group, and Dennis is one of our officers, and he's helping getting the word out on it.
Oh yeah, we're getting the word out, Jay Todd, and it's going to get better every week.
Exactly, and you're making it better every week, and I truly, sincerely thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and God bless.
God bless you. And if you want to call in like Dennis, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598. I'm going to share a quick one that was sent into our website by Zara Akbar. This is entitled, To the Poets. Our hearts are parchments, soft like petals with gentle fragrance, breasts work on them like heavenly quills, the ink of which stream of nature fills. The words then written outwards are reflected on screens of life projected. Loving, noble, and humble, let our hearts be, so that the picture of life manifests virtues vividly. Another strong poem to send in on our website.
Absolutely. And send in to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. And actually, I had seen that one earlier this week. I thought it was great. And that, and by the way, that's another way you can get poetry into us. We have to do a cutoff of 6 o'clock before the show.
Well, we have to print it out, and I have to familiarize myself with it.
Absolutely. But that's another way if you know don't really want to read it on the air. You can also give us a call, once again, at 303-386-3598.
Okay, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and visit with another, well, third week in a row caller, and she is amazing, but I'm not even going to say who it is, so you guys are going to want to stay tuned. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantomade Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood, or visit Phantomade.com.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mickey. You're going to want to call in.
Yeah, you never calls anymore, Mickey.
Yeah, you don't write. You don't love us anymore, Mickey.
Well, he does write. He just doesn't call in and share it with us.
There you go. But one person that does love us, and we love her back very much, please welcome to the line. She is Individuality.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to hear your voice again.
Okay. I'm about to read Lives a Dying Rose.
Bring it.
Temptations wane heavily down. Will he ever learn? His pleasures devil in so icy will eventually sting and burn. Cherry bomb hits his lip. He grips her gentle arm. Unplugs the clock that blinks red. No need for an alarm. Whistling winds blow through shallow objects. Through the window, the moon glows. Within the shadows of the room lives a dying rose. Leather flops upon the hardwood floor, muffling the sound of an opening door. She peeks, weeks for what she sees, but stays discreet. Acknowledging the fact that she found the answer she seeks, her breaths become deep. Her hair turns as white as one of Mary's sheep, her forehead sweating from the heat. He loves me not. Inhaling one last breath, she drops. Hoping this nightmare would stop, till death do us part, rages out. In sickness and in health could not be forgotten. Until witnessing a sight that spoiled a red rose rotten, an illusion she wished her confusion could be, set free the heart of a fighter from a decaying body, reach, struggle to let go of death's grip, in dire need from the fountain of youth, one last sip. Out the corner of her eye, a tear slips, the pain of a love scorn, the hurt of a heart's burn, the sting of a pointed thorn that exists where there lives a dying rose. Releasing her oxygen, she's finally seen, sent to the emergency room where her husband's watching, surrounded by marigolds, sunflowers, tulips, a dozen dying roses, and carbon.
Yeah! Wow! Again!
Do you feel a little bit inadequate from when you were her age reading poetry and writing poetry?
Not even a little bit. I mean, I wasn't even writing poetry at her age. I found it at 16, and she schools the stuff I do now.
Individuality, great. So once again.
And rumor has it you have someone else in the room with you that wants to share a poem also?
Yes, my grandmother, Gypsy V. Arlene's.
Oh, please bring her. Put her on the line. You guys are amazing.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Gypsy. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You're on World Poetry Open Mic. You're going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am. Are you ready for me?
I'm always ready.
Okay, so I'll start. The title of this piece is A Hungry Child. Watch him. He's not the child seeking a sponsor on late night TV. He's the child always first in school breakfast and lunch lines. A quiet, well-mannered, straight-A student. Rarely does he smile or laugh out loud. His laughter is reserved for his mother. Watch him clean his plate, eating even asparagus and Brussels sprouts that make him gag. Watch closer. You'll see him put an apple, a cookie, or a juice box in his backpack. These are for his mother. Volunteering for cafeteria cleanup allows him to eat leftovers. Cafeteria staff joke about the hearty appetite of such a small boy. Closing school bells fill students bursting like rockets onto the sidewalks. A latchkey kid, he saunters alone. Head down, hands in pockets, feet dragging at a snail's pace. He's in no hurry to get home. His pockets are filled with pilfered crackers from lunch. While awaiting his mother, he makes repeated trips to the kitchen. He opens and reopens the empty refrigerator. Taking mouth-sized nibbles from a few crackers, he washes them down with glass after glass of tap water. Then he dips moistened fingers to gather lingering crumbs. The remaining crackers he saves for his cramped, stomach-growling dreams of a hot meal. The last packages of ramen noodles were yesterday's dinner. His mother works a 40-hour week. Her paltry paycheck in post-Katrina New Orleans barely covers rent, clothing, and utilities. SNAP benefits are denied because she chooses to work rather than accept welfare. The courts are so backlogged, her son will be an adult before support is enforced. A meal of Franks and beans, minus Franks, stretches over 3 days. He hears his mother's nightly crying, covers his head with a pillow to muffle his matching cries. On Saturdays, he runs errands on his rusty, squealing bike for neighbors. Paid in quarters, nickels, and dimes, he proudly brings them home to Mama. She avoids her son's eyes as she hugs him tightly. She should be feeding him. He's trying to feed them. Their bond is stronger than Gorilla Glue. Today's meal will be a typical low-income New Orleans special, either corn and rice or eggs and rice. No meat. It will also be leftovers on Sunday. They smile and joke as they eat heartily. Each bite is savored slowly. They describe it as their favorite rarity of a loaded Domino's pizza. Love fills this spotless home and the empty bellies inside it. Sadly, in this vast city of extreme excess, no one really cares about the plight of this hungry child. Thank you.
Wow. I'm tearing up over here.
I'm completely speechless right now. Wow. Gypsy.
Gypsy, that was amazing. Brought back some times I lived in Montana, and I was living off food bank rice and my fishing pole. I would go down to the river and yank out a couple of fish, only enough for my wife and I.
Really?
Yes. Gypsy, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so.
If you want to call in like Gypsy and yank at our heartstrings as hard as she did, please do. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's absolutely incredible. Once again, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Or if you want to have a poem read on the air by next week, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Or you can just go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and send the contact there. And while you're there, sign up for our email list.
Exactly. And there's going to be some great things coming down the pike for just our email list members. I've been working on a project. Now, mind you, my computer shot craps today, but it will be done by next week, I promise.
We'll have some. Basically, what we're working on is some really cool free content. I mean, the email list is totally free. We're not spamming you or anything like that. It's just about kind of going deeper into the whole experience of poetry, learning a little bit about the history.
And you're going to get to know us more intimately, too. I mean, not that intimately, but yes.
So anyway, speaking of our website, we had a gentleman send in a poem this last week that I really enjoyed. His name's Dominic Whitcoop. Okay. He's from Sydney, Australia.
Right on. All right.
So this one here, and he, I think he's listening tonight, but I think it's about a little bit after 3 p.m. in Sydney tomorrow. So I'm hoping tomorrow's a good day. Maybe he could send us a message and tell us this. But the title of this is I Can't Even Tell You How I Feel When Your Eyes Meet With Mine. The brightest streak laced across your hair sways in the sun gently, brushing the surface of your lips like an early dawn born of a summer's night. That bleed stars so bright and soon died so to give you life. Through an untouched land, your light shines boundless without borders to cure a lover's distance. Can't even tell you the pain you have caused. It dwells within. I switch my words to beguile my mind. It's nothing, but it runs deeper than any vessel to the heart, beckoning. Madness most wonderful, everlasting and enduring, than the land contending the sea. Can't even tell you because a third heart can't contend when yours is won to a state of rapture and ecstasy for another, better than I could ever imagine. Can't even tell you, because your eyes will see me less as time flows by, and blinded from your presence is more painful than any executed sorrow my love has for you. I can't tell you any of this, and part of that pain is not telling you so, though healing comes from your eyes as they are seen through mine.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
Dominic.
I know, he brought
from
it, right?
Australia.
Absolutely. That's Dominic, beautiful. If you're listening, excellent job. That poem was definitely a great one we got in the email this week.
Excellent. And we've got a first-time caller. Please welcome from Denver, Colorado. She is Marie.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So did I just read? Yeah?
Yeah, Marie, you're on the air. Did you want to share a poem with us?
Hey, Marie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Excellent. It's great to have first-time callers here. Do you write your own poetry, or are you going to read a cover?
Well, I write poetry on my own sometimes, but I'm going to do a cover today.
Oh, excellent. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Oh, proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey lives. Anon, once more the gesture then begin. Command sinistral petal to writhe. Commence thou, though, the fervid hokey poke. A mad gyration hips in wanton swirl. To spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke. Blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl. The hoke, the poke, banish now thy doubt. Verily I say, 'tis what it's all about.
Excellent.
Nice.
Thank you, Marie. I like the accent in there. That's excellent.
That was beautiful.
It was a contest in the Washington Times, I believe. It's unknown. It's just...
Oh, really?
They were supposed to make a poem in the style of a famous person, and this one just happened to be William Shakespeare in the Hokey Pokey.
Awesome. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Call back again, okay?
Yeah, anytime.
All
right, great. Thank you.
Bye.
And if you want to call in like Marie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We are going to take a break here in a moment. And I do want to let you know that our sponsors tonight are IdleVoiceLessons.com.
That's right.
And USA Carpet, Inc., and I want to thank you for listening. We are going to be going to break. And you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
This is Dean Sessions from MSE Sports. You can listen to my show, The Anatomy of Sports, every Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on msesports.com. When I need a car, I go down to Denver Auto Sales. Denver Autos always makes you feel welcome. Mention KZKO and you get a $500 off your purchase. Visit Gonzalo at 6570 North Federal Boulevard or 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Visit their website at denverautostore.com or you can call 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. Get that new ride for 2013.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSE Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
The jungle. This is awesome. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I am your gonzo poet, J. Todd Underhill. We have singer-songwriter extraordinaire, Michael Amade.
Hello, I'm the gonzo nose guy.
He's the gonzo nose guy, and we've got the board monkey in the studio. And
I guess
we have
the rest of the gonzo thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
And speaking of gonzo, we've got somebody that's gonzo on the line. Please welcome Amanda. Amanda?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. I know you. Why aren't you in the studio with us this week?
Oh, because I got off work late.
Darn it. Are you going to be joining in our after festivities, though?
Possibly.
For those of you who don't know, we do an after show thing at Village Inn and make complete fools of ourselves in public.
That's just natural. Wherever we go, we do that. Hey, Amanda.
Hi. I'd like to read a poem by Yeats, if that's all right.
Now, is this... The famous Yates? Or the not so famous Yates? Yeah. Okay, let's go with that.
All right, this one I just found is called Sailing to Byzantium. That is no country for old men. The young in one another's arms, birds in the trees, those dying generations at their song. The salmon falls, the mackerel crowded seas, fish, flesh, or fowl commend all summer long. Whatever is begotten, born, and dies, caught in that central music all neglect, monuments of unaging intellect. An aged man is but a paltry thing, a tattered coat upon a stick, unless soul clap its hands and sing, and louder sing, for every tatter in its mortal dress. Nor is their singing school but studying, monuments of its own magnificence, and therefore I have sailed the seas and come to this holy city of Byzantium. O sages standing in God's holy fire, as in the gold mosaic of a wall, come from the holy pyre, pern in a gyre, and be the singing masters of my soul. Consume my heart away, sick with desire, and fastened to a dying animal. It knows not what it is, and gather me into the artifice of eternity. Once out of nature, I shall never take my bodily form from any natural thing, but such a form as Grecian goldsmiths make, of hammered gold and gold enameling, to keep a drowsy emperor awake, or set upon a golden bough to sing, to lords and ladies of Byzantium, of what is past or passing or to come.
Wonderful.
Well, that that Amanda is amazing. Obviously, it's not the famous Yates. That was actually Freddie Yates, the Freddie disco Yates. King of Astoria.
There you go.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, he hears that a lot from me too.
Well, you guys have a good night.
Good night, and hopefully, we'll see you at our after function, whatever we do.
Thank you for calling, Amanda.
All right, bye.
All right, once again, give us a call at 303-386-3598 if you want to read on the air like Amanda.
Once again, 303-386-3598. And speaking of Amanda, we have another Amanda that sent us a poem through the website.
That's right.
WorldPoetryOpenMic.net. This is one that I've read by her before. This is entitled The Other Half. He comes out at night, staring back at me, the darker side of me waiting to be set free. His glare burns my skin and freezes my veins. He's miles away, yet I can still feel his pain. It's like he's holding me there. I stand frozen as if in a trance by his icy stare. He's the dark knight, and I am the prayed. He sees right through me like a piercing blade. Time stands still as if approaching death. The night stars twinkle as I hold my breath. Time proceeds while my spirit is in dismay. Then life halts because he looked away. Another fine one by Amanda Norton.
You know, the cool thing is that as we're building the community around this show, the quality of the poetry is really, really something.
And it's going through the roof. I'm very amazed by the injuries that we've gotten in the last 3-5 weeks.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's that we were talking about this earlier. I was talking with Mark from KZKO today, and we were talking about how poetry really is kind of an international obsession. It's kind of something that everybody's really... very excited about. It looks like we have a caller.
All right.
It looks like James, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Jay Todd and Michael?
Hey, James, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. I just wrote an original that I'd like to share with you guys.
Absolutely.
That'd be wonderful.
Kind of more or less inspired by your The Poets to Come intro.
Okay, all right. Great.
All right. Step forward, saints, sinners, holy and damned, all together. Usher in the new world. Charge forward, forward with the tenacity of conquerors, of kings. The Napoleons and Caesars you are. Breathe life into destruction. Bring new life to the graves of time long past. Bare your souls, scream freedom. Sing your songs of revolution. Break your chains and burst forward. Brothers and sisters, reclaim your presence.
Wow. James! Yeah, my friend!
That was great, man.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I like the John Lennon reference in there, too.
Thanks for calling. Well, you know, and I know James pretty well.
Yes.
I gotta say, I know James pretty well. And that was very much him. You know, but he and every line he has in there, I can tell you, was very much on purpose.
Exactly. He plotted and planned that one, and it was very well done.
Absolutely.
And if you want to call in and share like James did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. The line is empty at this point in time.
It won't be for long, 303.
It will not be for long.
386-3598.
Are we going to try the correction segment, or are we going to...
So here's the deal. I printed up my corrections, and yeah. Mike, I know you're going to be loving this. Some of it smeared.
So you're gonna need to correct your corrections.
I'm
next
gonna
week.
Need to correct my corrections. However,
that may or may not be on purpose.
Just so that you know, J. Todd, that the stat that you were trying to quote, the inventor of basketball being having the highest points in a single game.
Of course.
Right. No, you were actually thinking of Wilt Chamberlain. He scored 100 points in one game. The Philadelphia Warriors at the time, 169-147 over the New York Nets. Okay, that was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, March 2nd, 1962.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
And you know, I don't think I'd be celebrating if I was on that team. I'd say, really, one guy scored all this.
Yeah,
you
know, where were you guys?
Stop him after the 80th point.
The sad thing is it gets worse.
What?
I mean, he's only the NBA title.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
There's one that's in college. 138 points in one game. So
there you go.
I'm going to get the phone.
That's our correction segment for this evening. If you want to call in, like the phone's ringing now, give us a call, 303-386-3598. You want to go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net, though, and sign up for our mailing list, because there's a lot of good things coming down the pike. The test that I ran, aside from the computer problems, the test that I ran actually, I think, sounded really cool. And you guys,
do you want to just say what it is?
Well, basically, I'm going to do a podcast where people get to know me more intimately, not on a
not like you kind of take your pants off way, just but kind of just more of a enjoy poetry way.
Climb inside the head of J. Todd Underhill a little bit, and I'll be including spoken word art from people that submit to me. So you can submit at jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com or World Poetry.
Just send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
And submit your links for spoken word art on recording, and I will be including that with some of the heavy hitters. I'm not going to give away what we're doing on the first one, but we do have a caller. Please welcome to the line. He is Seth from Denver.
Hey, Seth.
Well, hi there.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. You guys have been having a good time tonight, haven't you?
We are having a really good time.
Yeah, hearing a lot of great poetry. It's been wonderful listening to you guys.
Well, we're very blessed, and we're blessed to have you on the air with us, too.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if you can tell, I've have a sore throat, so my voice sounds quite a bit different. But as you know, I think, I recently had a book published.
Yes.
In fact, I'm having my book launch at the Tattered Cover for those people who are listening from the Denver area. And it's called The Black Odyssey.
Okay.
And I thought it opens with an invocation. In fact, the first chapter is an invocation. It's three poems together, and I thought I'd do two of them for you guys.
You could do all three if you want.
I don't want to. Well, we'll see.
Right. Fair enough, but you know the two sounds great, too.
Yeah.
All right, but at any rate, it's called The Black Odyssey, and it is modeled after Homer's Odyssey.
That's
and,
great.
Of course, each epic poem begins with an invocation, and as I said, this is a three-poem invocation.
All right.
So, a poet petitions his muse. Every day it's that blank page, a smooth, flat, placid white man of a face glowering up at me. Eyes narrowed, mouth clamped shut, black dash thin as an eyelash. 2 teaspoons of tears, half a cup of memory, marinate in disappointment's chair. Soon, simile, smear on lipstick, collide with commas and colons, calling itself poetry. Forever is a long time, she says, straightening her skirt, crevice crinkling her forehead. The threadbare down brewskis, con men don themselves in comedy, the dying contemplate skinny waitresses. Reluctantly, I enter this land of the bleeding, where the discontent set fire to paper sticks, conducting holy mass over sauerkraut and mustard. Let it bleed, the next poet says. Open your window. God is rain. If I could rub this midnight lamp and win three wishes for my words, the first I'd wish is for thy will to pump my heart and through my pen thy wisdom spill. For sentences like circling birds. To be your stamp is my prime wish, to wrestle true through mud and mire, not like the priest who idols books, but as a soiled prophet, a wrestler of tigers, a Samson wielding syllables that name the beast, sweep clear the view, that ripple like rivers, that sigh. As to a second wish, I'd wish upon each page your flow and grace, that from my pen in beauty skirt your sway, your swish, your pining winds might pierce the age, your tall oaks cry. In such beauty, serene, sublime, that ruffles waves and whitens clouds, dip my ink, mirror, creation, my paragraphs, please harmonize with eagles proud, give wings to my imagination, yours make mine. Then, should I hazard one last wish, to nouns and verbs and adjectives, I'd wish love's pure consonants, for vowels round as wedding rings, for marriage twixt sound and substance, in form caressed, creator kissed. Or does this wish them all embrace? Perhaps a pen in love with words, with content wrapped in lover's vows, need not invoke your confidence. Perhaps in love my words right placed will win your will, your love, your grace.
Wonderful.
Ta-da.
Good Lord, that was great. Now, is the book out already, Seth?
It is available, yeah. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at the Tattered Cover. But the official book launch is going to be February 26th. And as you know, I perform with a band, and the band is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Art Compost and the Word Mechanics, right?
Say that again?
Art Compost and the Word Mechanics.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is at the Tattered Cover in downtown Denver, correct?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm making a note because I'm definitely going to make a point of being there.
I'm going to go.
All right.
I can't say no to that. That was amazing.
Just so you guys know, it's a Tuesday night.
It's a Tuesday night.
Yeah. I'm calling in sick for work the next day. I don't care.
We're going down.
In fact, it won't even be that late, but it'll be a really nice show.
Okay. I'd like to extend an offer on the air the night or the Friday night before your book release party. Would you like to be a guest on our show and do like featured reading?
I'm going to say yes. I just have to check my calendar. I don't think there's a problem.
Fair enough.
But I want to make sure, and I'll contact you by email and let you know.
Okay, we'll hold that spot open for you. If the stars align correctly and everything works out, I would love to have you in the studio. We'll plug the event, and we'll have everybody come down.
Okay, and you will know in the next day, so not
excellent.
A problem.
Thank you very much, Seth. You're a blessing on our show, man.
All right. Well, I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Seth. Now, man, I'm just staggered by the calls we're having in today.
Exactly. The phone's been ringing off the hook. I thank you, everybody, for participating. Unfortunately, we're being told by our producer that we do have to take a hard break. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
that Van Halen?
Yes, yes it is.
Damn, that was good, brother.
Well, it's not Beethoven, that's for sure.
No.
It's close, though.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. I'm Jay Todd. I'm your humble poet, Gonzo. And we have Gonzo Nose over here, Michael Amade. And we've got the Gonzo Monkey behind the board, manic as ever.
I don't even know what that looks like, a Gonzo Monkey.
You don't want to know.
So, good thing you're blacked out, right?
Exactly. Once again, you're going to want to call in with your poetry, 303-386-3598, just like Ann from Littleton has. Ann, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Is this Jay Todd?
This is Jay Todd.
Jay Todd, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And I've called in a few times before and covered poems. This is my first time reading an original. I've gotten brave tonight.
Please, yes.
Excellent.
So the name of this poem is called Only. How long have I been sitting here, focused, unmovable, only aware of my thoughts, my work, finally becoming aware of my body, my breath, my cramps and blurred eyes, my humanity screaming for attention. Feed the hunger, quench the thirst. This is the tool I need for my work. Keep it honed and cared for. It would be so easy to lose consciousness of it, to float away into the oblivion of notes, words, and sounds. To find a paradise where all distraction fades, where only your pen, keys, strings, voice exist. Only these things at your bidding. No other cares, no other concerns. Only.
Yeah!
Wow.
You wrote that in?
I did write that.
That was beautiful!
Well, thank you. It's the musician screaming in me.
Well, I know you're a musician, and I didn't put you on poetry, and I'm just stunned.
No, that was excellent.
Well, thank you so much. Thank
very well written, Ann.
And thank you for calling and sharing it with us. I mean, it is difficult sometimes to call and to share and to open ourselves that much.
Well, yeah, especially when you write from a personal level like Ann has.
Well, I tell you what, you two guys make it very easy. It's like family. It really is.
It is like family, isn't it? We are the World Poetry Open Mic family.
We are, definitely.
Yes, you are. Well, listen, you guys, you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope the Ravens win for you.
Thank you. I hope the Ravens do win. In case Seth is listening, I normally would trade tit for tat. I would go down to the Mercury Cafe, but this weekend I'm glued in front of the television because my Ravens are playing in the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed to use that phrase. They're playing in the big game on Sunday. So...
Thank you so much.
If you want to call in like Ann did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
But in the meantime...
Oh, we have to do it.
We have to do the haiku.
Wait, no, we need some theme music or something.
So what we have here is JT, the board monkey, a.k.a. whatever name J. Todd decides to give him this week. I don't even know why we're laughing this hard. Okay. All right. So he's written three haikus here. Now, it's all leading towards one idea. So if you think you know what these are about, put them on our Facebook page. Put them on Twitter. Hashtag World Poetry Open Mic.
Hashtag Monkey Boy.
No, don't put hashtag Monkey Boy. That might be an entirely different conversation. All right. Here we go. Shielding from the sun. Keeping your head warm and dry indicates your job. The second one, ball cow, knit or sun, deer stalker, fedora, fez, viewing the world, tops. And the last, worn head covering, a loose hood without a cape, your bad hair day fix. What do you think that's about? Put it on World Poetry Open Mic Facebook or
Twitter.
Twitter, hashtag World Poetry Open Mic.
Excellent. And once again, if you want to call in, share your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598. If you want to share for next week your written word and have one of us read it, you go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net and share it out there. You can friend us on Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing.
And I did want to pipe in with, I have one other little correction. I found out chupacabras are not related to cobras.
What?
What?
So just a forewarning, they're not, okay?
You know,
it's really weird.
Is really going to throw a wrench in my plan.
Darn it.
Okay.
I can prove that Chupacabra and Bigfoot are not real, and here's why.
How?
It's because I've been through the South, and I've never seen a recipe for one in a cookbook down there. And I know they cook everything down
they
there.
They cook everything. I've seen a few things I thought were chupacabras. It turned out they were just really short, hairy guys.
There you go. So are you going to share? You're going to share your children's book or your children's thought of the day?
Well, it's my children's thought of the day.
Something in your mentality.
Deep thoughts by Jack Handy. Okay, so this so I've been writing these things, and this one is actually one I wrote a little while ago. A few of my friends from All Poetry will kind of know what this is. It's called Penguins. Today I saw penguins. They were marching behind a black car, a hearse of some kind. Walking along somberly. Their heads were down in seeming reverence, except one. She was a red penguin. Audacious and proud, her head was lifted high. Such dignity one rarely finds, even among eagles. As they rounded the corner, they stopped and lifted another red penguin, this one exceptionally large and beautiful, from the trunk of the car. A momentary struggle, and I realized the red penguin wasn't a corpse at all. It was still alive. The other penguins lay him on the ground and took to viciously beating him with their penguin sticks, over and over, pounding and pounding harder and harder, brick for brick. Oh God, now the street is red. They pushed him down a gutter drain. Then they turned to the proud and audacious one and gave chase in a flapping of flippers. The one penguin stayed behind, staring into the gutter, lost in deep penguin thoughts. Slowly the blood on the street met the soles of his feet. Soon he was a red penguin.
Wow.
And that's the end.
That was not a children's tale. No,
well,
at all.
I mean, it could be, you know.
It could be. Poor penguin.
Hey.
All right. You still have time to call in and be our last caller. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And don't forget to go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, sign up on our mail list. You're going to get all kinds of cool free stuff. And if you'd like to have something read next week, send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
And I'll share one of my poems. It seems like forever since I've read one of mine on the air.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah. That is the goal, though. Just trying to fill time while we get our last caller queued up. This is entitled The Chase. Following the paths of the masters, opium dreams left undreamt, days spent in my poetic thoughts, hair and clothing left unkempt, alcohol and guns, intoxicated fun, warm springtime days disconnected, quaffing potions with no effect, more rights read and left neglected. Smoked signals arise at dusk, telling me it's time to unwind, drinking bathtub gin and draughts, making my third eye become blind. Making new memories from the past, more craziness on which to be reflected, walking within the moment, if you will, with no solid future being expected. So I share this poetic thought, I ponder what I will next embrace, for it's not the accomplishment that I want, but merely the thrill of the chase.
Man, I'm glad to hear you read. It's true. I know you read other people's stuff, but it's cool to hear yours on the show as well.
Every once in a while, I find one that's worthy. And that one is really about the show, too, because that's all I wanted, is to chase down the dream and see what becomes of it. And every caller we've had tonight has made that dream magnified, I guess, is the best word for it.
Well, I think one of the things that I'm the most proud of with this show is the community we're building, and it's not really about us at all. It's about, you know, all of your poetry is amazing, and we're learning that there's some incredible poets out there we didn't know existed. And if we can do anything in a small part to be able to, you know, bring your work to the world, that's something we can be very proud of.
Exactly. Really, it is about the poet and the poetry, and not about us sharing here. And I'm very, very blessed to be a part of this and to have this happening around me. I feel like I'm a mere observer at some point.
You definitely are. That's true.
It's cool. All right, so I want to do one more.
Okay.
And this is kind of a personal thing, and I'm going to have a hard time getting through this. I'm going to be pushing the boundaries. This is a poem written by the late Loki Greensey. This entitled My Voice. I'm an arsonist. I'm a spark to shit. Let my lack of voice be heard. Silently waiting, I'm jaded. Hope's faded. It's complicated. Frustrated. I burn. I yearn to speak of freedom. I yearn to see the kingdom. No longer be the victim of this corporation greed. The self-righteous, sanctimonious, hypocritical, over-analytical, guns-blazing, money-wasting machine. I am an arsonist. I'm a spark to shit. Let my lack of voice be heard. Media lies, no surprise. Innocents die. Moms cry. I sigh. I burn. I yearn to speak freely. I yearn to live happy. I wish to see the promise of this American dream. This overbearing, undercaring, mind-controlling, tax-repolling, brainwashed, hand-tossed machine. Because I am an arsonist. I'm a spark to stuff. Let my lack of voice be heard. Silence my voice. I have no choice. Rejoice with the noise. I burn. I yearn to be the vision. I yearn to defeat the system. 1,000 miles away, politicians spill their greed. Beat down, spun around, chewed up, spit out by this back-breaking machine. Yeah, I am an arsonist. I'm a spark this stuff. Let my lack of voice be heard. Stolen rights, don't put up a fight. They died, no pride, ignite, I burn. I yearn to have a dream. I yearn to see it seen. This you don't matter, lie-spun chatter, egotistic, capitalistic, spoon-feeding machine. Yeah, I am an arsonist. I'm a spark this stuff. Let my lack of voice be heard. And for those who don't know, the late Loki Greensey was my little brother.
Oh.
And one hell of a writer.
Man. That was your little brother.
That was my little brother that wrote that.
Oh, holy cow.
Right?
And I never say that phrase, by the way.
How many times tonight?
Man. JT is saying something. All right, so guys, we want to say thank you very much to all of the poets, to Ellie, to Dennis, to Zahar, to Individuality, to Gypsy, to Dominic, to Marie, to Amanda Smith, to Amanda Norton, to James, to Seth, to Anne, to you, brother.
To you, my friend. To JT for running the board and making us sound so great.
And to all of our listeners out there, we really enjoy this. We're really very, very grateful and very humbled by the show here, and we hope to keep doing a good job for you.
To all of our sponsors, to all of MSE's sponsors, the radio network that we're on.
Right. To Mary Cohn, our producer.
Mary Cohn, our producer, and, of course, Robert and Ira from KZKO.
And Mark.
And Mark Lilly. Everybody, thank you for giving us a poetic home and bringing your poetry to us. Excellent. Once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of change. Crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Comes again. one of my feelings took a ride today into a black box, and it came out gray.